This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that terrorism in any form or its manifestation cannot be justified or condoned. He said that the international community must isolate and expose those countries that harbor terrorists, provide safe havens and condone terrorism. These remarks were delivered by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who was physically present at the SCO summit presently going on in Astana, Kazakhstan. The Prime Minister said cross-border terrorism requires a decisive response and terrorism financing and recruitment must be resolutely countered. He stressed to take proactive steps to prevent the spread of radicalization among youth. Mr. Modi said that the SCO is a principle-based organization whose consensus drives the approach of its member states. Mr. Modi said that India shares deep civilizational ties with the people of this region. Mr. Modi also congratulated President Alexander Lukashenko and welcomed Belarus as a new member of the organization. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Astana today. They discussed early resolution of remaining issues in border areas. Both sides agreed to redouble efforts through diplomatic and military channels to that end. Dr. Jaishankar said respecting the line of actual control LAC and ensuring peace and tranquility in the border areas is essential. He said mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest will guide the India-China bilateral ties. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a telephonic conversation with Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the range of issues related to bilateral defence cooperation were reviewed with focus on closer collaboration between the two countries in the Indo-Pacific. He said India places great value on comprehensive strategic partnership with Australia. According to the Defence Ministry, both ministers noted the transformative progress in defence cooperation under the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The Indian Space Research Organisation Chairman S. Somnath has said that the Indian Space Agency will conduct a study of Apophis asteroid when it will be closest to the Earth in 2029. Speaking to Akashvani News in Bangalore yesterday, on the occasion of Asteroid Day observation in ISRO, S. Somnath said the 340 meters with Apophis asteroid will be studied by Japan, NASA and European space agencies and ISRO will partner with them. Niti Aayog has launched 3-month Sampurnata Abhiyan across the country from today to undertake a sustained effort to achieve saturation of 6 key indicators in aspirational districts and aspirational blocks. The campaign seeks to achieve saturation in each of the 6 identified indicators in the 112 aspirational districts and 500 aspirational blocks under the Aspirational Districts Program and Aspirational Blocks Program. Hamas has said that it has consulted with the Qatari and Egyptian mediators to end the war with Israel in the Gaza Strip. In a statement, Hamas said that it has exchanged some ideas with the mediator to stop the aggression. On the other hand, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement that Israel received Hamas's response from the mediators. He confirmed that Israel will study the Hamas response and will respond to it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hosted the Indian T20 World Cup winning team at his residence 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi. In a social media post, PM Modi said he had a memorable conversation on the players' experiences through the tournament. Indian cricket captain Rohit Sharma, coach Rahul Dravid, along with other players were present in the meeting. The Indian cricket team arrived in New Delhi this morning and they were given a grand welcome. In badminton, India's Priyanshu Rajawat has advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Canada Open. 8 seed Rajawat defeated Denmark's Rasmus Gamke 17-21, 21-16, 21-14 in the opening round yesterday. In the women's singles, Anupama Upadhyay has also reached the round of 16 after victory over Irish shuttler Rachel Darragh. Tanya Hemant also registered a win against Canada's Jackie Dent. And that is the end of this news bulletin.